Ve'ikroho isur hu ksoives kaka. Now Rav Nosanzal says, the main isur is ksoivas kaka, dahainu ksav al yedei chakiko, where you first cut into the flesh, and then you pour ink into that cut. Kiksha ksav megusham yoiser, because the more that the writing is more physical, in this way, again, where you not much cut into the flesh and drop the ink into that cut, Mizgaber Hamedame Miyoiser. That strengthens the Medame. This person says, I don't want Medame 50. I want Medame 600. I want the full dosage of Medame. Vazai hu bechinas irbuv Hamedame. And then this person has the real negative aspects of Medame, of toiv and ra, mumbo jumbo, everything mixed up together. Ki kol ma she Hamedame hu nechaz yoiser beguf geshem, because the more that the medame is inside of a body that's more physical, more gashmi, the more the medame is even stronger. Ki ikar irbuv hamedame hu al yedei haguf, because as we said before, the main negative aspect of medame is coming from the body. V'al kein b'chol ksav, afilu ksav shel kedusha, tzrichin sheyeh ksiva, and this is why when a Jew writes, they're not supposed to tattoo. When you write a Sefer Torah or a Tefillin, you're not supposed to be choykek. You're supposed to be writing, not digging into the flesh, into the skin. As the Gemara says, v'chosav v'loy v'chokak. You should write, not cut into, not press the pen into the hide. Kiksav shel kedusha hu al gabi or behemo lahavos mi behemo l'odom ayde aksav kanam. Because when a Jew writes something holy, sefer Torah, mezuzas, tefillin, on the hide of an animal, the purpose there is to elevate from behemo to odom through the ksav. Al kein tzrichen shia ksav bedakus yoiser b'chol esher. That's why the writing has to be as fine as possible. V'al kein v'chosav v'loy v'chokak. That's why it says write, not engrave, not inscribe. Ki achakiko megusham yoiser. Because when you cut in, when you dig in, that's more gashmi, that's more physicality. Shemetzayer hoyer begashmi is gomor, v'yesh boi mamish betzir hoyer. Because then he's engraving, he's not just writing, it's not just ink on top of something, he's inscribing it indelibly, he's carving out the letter into the hide, that kind of thing. Ukshaksav megusham yoiser hu bebechinas iruvav hamadamaknal. And the more gashmi the ksav is, the more the writing becomes more physical, more tangible, the more iruvav hamadame. V'alkein b'ksoivas kako shehu isur shemoyerik me'odom le'ma adi ksav. Therefore, in this process of tattooing, where a person is lowering from human to behema, Iker ho isur al yedei chakiko. The main isur is through the carving into, the digging into the flesh. Shehu megusham yoiser, which is more gashmi. Shaydeze mezgaper yoiser iruvur hamedame. Because when you do that, you're strengthening the negative aspect of the medame. V'alkein kan b'ksevas kaka shehu isur shemorit odom me'odom le'ma adi aksav. Iker ho isur al yedei chakiko shehu megusham yoiser. And therefore, when we talk about tattooing, which is a forbidden type of writing because you're lowering from Adam to Behema, the main isur is the chakiko. Ki onu tzrichen lezake chaguf me Behema l'Adam. Because our mission is to purify our body, to elevate it from Behema to Adam. V'haksav befrat chakiko hu b'chines b'miskal. Whereas writing, especially engraving, is an aspect of Behemius. V'zeh shekosuv, and this is why the Pasuk says, where it speaks about not making tattoos, it says, Ani Hashem, at the end. Ne'mon l'shalim schar. The Gemara says, why, what is Ani Hashem? Hashem is saying that I'm trustworthy, that I'm going to reward. B'chinas oylam haba. That's alluding to oylam haba, the future. She'oz yeh hashilam schar. That's when Jews are going to be rewarded. Vazayi chidish oylam. That's when there's going to be this chidish oylam. Umachmaze biatzmoi huo isr shel ksevis kaka. And that's the reason why we're not allowed a tattoo. You know why we're not allowed a tattoo? Because there's an olam haba. Because this world is not permanent. And if you try to make permanent writing on yourself, it's like you're trying to make the medame permanent, chas v'shalom. That's why the pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to write on your flesh finishes with the words Ani Hashem Nemon L'Shalim Schar B'chinas Olam Haba, a reference to Olam Haba, the future, which is the whole concept of Emuna and Tchias HaMeisim. V'alkein HaKoyhanim Mezuhorim Ba'azor Yisera Alisa Srita. And this is why the Torah goes ahead and writes another time. There's a second pasuk in the Torah by the Kohanim saying that they're not allowed to do this, even though a Kohen is a Jew also. So they're included in the regular commandment that applies to all Jews. Hashem wrote it again a second time for the Kohanim. Why? Ki HaKohen Hu Ish HaChesed. Because Kohanim are associated with Chesed. V'chesed hu bechinas isur chidish oilam. And chesed is a concept of chidish oilam. Bechinas oilam chesed yibone. As the pos chesed we said was kamayshim avor shem, as we mentioned earlier. U'kesheyie chidish oilam oz tichle kol hazuama. And when there'll be chidish oilam, that's when all of this zuama sanocha shall come to an end. Va'oz yihye bila hamoves lanetzach. And that's when death will be eliminated permanently. So again, we said before when we started this halacha that the whole issue of this ksoivas that chiddush olam tchias hameisim is dependent on chesed. The pasuk says olam chesed yibone. So the koyhanim who represent chesed, koyin is chesed, Levi is gvura, Yisrael is tiferes. Koyin represents chesed. They have an extra v'alkein hakoyhanim mushorim al tumas mes. This is why a koyin is not allowed to become tomei tumas mes. He's not allowed to have contact with a dead body. Kiheim rechoikim mebchinas sitra demoisa. Because the koyhanim are further removed than the rest of Klal Yisrael from death, from tuma, from zuam asanochosh. Kiheim bebchinas chesed, because they represent chesed. Bechinas chidush olam, the concept of chidush olam. Bechinas bila hamoves lonetzach. V'alkein koflo ha-toiro isur srita la-koyanim. That's why the Torah goes and repeats this isur of cutting into your flesh by the koyanim. Kama shekosuv uvivsoram lo yisritu sarotes. That pasuk is written specifically by the koyanim. Ki heim tzrichim lehisrachek yoiser mizua masanochosh. Because the koyanim are required to distance themselves more than regular Jews from this zua masanochosh, from this tumas mes, ulahamin bechidush olam, and to strengthen themselves, to fortify themselves in faith in chidush olam, ki hein biatzmon bechinas chidush olam, because the kohen is the concept of chidush olam. The kohen who is chesed is what chidush olam is all about. Olam chesed yibone. The chidush olam will be this midah of chesed.